This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
We're very excited to welcome 2024 National High School Football Hall of Fame inductee Bob Golic to the show. This is an honor sitting here with a Cleveland Browns legend. Thank you for taking the time to sit with us.
That sounds so weird.
I didn't even know
that that's like the high school Hall of Fame thing was like a thing.
Yeah. No, we're from 20 minutes down the road, and I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, it is only the second year.
Yes.
So it's new.
Yeah.
Which is why we're here, to try to help get the word out, because I do think it was a really cool event, and we had a chance to talk to Nate Burleson. I was talking to him a little bit about it. I thought it was so cool to have a lot of you ex-NFL guys up there who have played at the highest level on the same stage as guys who have been teachers for 30 years coaching high school kids, and like just seeing kind of like they have reverence for you guys playing football at the highest level, but the reverence you guys have for them also as educators and coaches. It was so cool to see.
You know, I see a lot of the players often, talk to them once in a while, but the people I never saw were, you know, the coaches. Mm-hmm. And these were like such important coaches to football, high school football. And you know, it just seemed like they were, I don't want to say you can't talk to them, but I mean, I really felt, you know, it would be an honor to go and speak with them. Mm-hmm. Then they came over and started shooting the breeze with me, and I'm like, oh, okay.
That's probably how they felt about you. Like, oh, should I go talk to this guy?
Yeah, so it was for me, and nothing against the players, but for me, the coaches were the big draw for me.
Yeah.
There was some school.
Big time high school football, Ohio high school football coaches there today, too.
Yes, yeah.
Used to be, high school football used to be Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, Florida,
Texas,
yep. And Southern California.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's just Ohio. No.
Northeast Ohio is it's still very important here. Oh, it's still big.
So I wanted to be in the high school Hall of Fame induction. I wanted to get your idea. How important is it to continue to grow the game of football at these younger levels, especially at that high school level?
I'm going to say something, and I don't know if it's true or not. It just seems like they're trying to change the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it starts with the CTE and the head injuries and concussions, which I never got a concussion. I just got my bell rung. Yeah. So in fact, it's ringing right now. But I don't know. My son, when he was like 10, 11, played flag football. Mm-hmm. So I think any way you do this coming up, if you learn the game, mm-hmm. it works out pretty good. But after he played flag football for a couple of years, he couldn't wait to get in the hitting.
Yeah.
Get the pads on and stuff. So we went that way. So, yeah, things like this, I don't know if this is going to motivate people to go play high school football, but certainly the way things are going, I think it'll be a nice little extra.
Yeah. For sure. Looking back at your high school days, do you have a favorite memory or like best highlight from a high school game when you played back in the day? Like, is there anything that sticks out? Like you asked the prom queen out afterwards or
a game thing.
Yeah.
Me and Mike Rizzola and just a couple of guys, we found a bottle of wine and you know what? We had one of the things that I do remember was captain of the football team. And so we had the homecoming, but we were playing Collinwood. And Collinwood, they were going to like come and fight us. So they moved the game from Friday night to Saturday afternoon. And it was raining, like torrential rain. And so the homecoming queen and her court are just like soaked dogs and were... And I got mud all over me. And so they're like, Bob, go over there. So I had to run over there and put my arm around her and then go, sorry, I got to go back and play football now. Multitasking.
That's good.
So we want to talk about your time with the Browns. Three consecutive Pro Bowls in 85, 86, and 87. Do you have any memories from those seasons? Obviously, playing at the highest level.
Yeah. I thought I would have looked better in red. But it really didn't flatter me very much. It's the first time I ever wanted to wish I was in the NFC. I was skinnier when I was with the Patriots, so, you know, it looked okay. Yeah. You know, the cool thing was is that after the game's over, well, during the week, one guy used to be Jack Lambert. They called it Lambert's Garden. And Lambert would give the guy that runs the place, the locker rooms and everything, would give him money. They would go buy a bunch of beer. So after the game's over and everybody's taken off, they will, you know, some of us guys can just hit the shower, go back and just sit there and drink beer and shoot the breeze and just talk about stuff. And the one year that I was there and Lambert wasn't there, and the guy goes, it's Golic's Garden now.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And well, nobody else would give us money. So. No, but, you know, it was cool. I mean, I just remember sitting back there with Max Montoya and just, what is it, Rulon, was it Rulon Jones? Well, a number of guys.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All popular guys. But it was cool. And, of course, we all got yelled at because our wives were out there waiting for us.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's, you know.
Happy wife, happy life, except for during Pro Bowl week.
That's right. I told you to go get drunk.
I got a crazy story from probably about 7 years ago with you. I've met you already. Uh-oh. But so I was at a Browns game. They did the... was a 25-year reunion of the 86 Browns team.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's up there. It was the first time I ever took my wife now, to a Browns game. We sat front row dog pound, paid a bunch of money for tickets, you know, and the team wasn't that great then. But you and Webster Slaughter walked by and high-fived me and my wife, and I was like, beyond myself. I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's Webster Slaughter, it's Bob Golic. And she's like, I have no clue who any of these guys are. And I'm like, duh. Which I, you know, I wouldn't have expected anything.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I remember that being a big deal. And then Chomps, you know, the Browns mascot, passed me by. So I always used to tell people, you know, Chomps, not a great mascot, but Bob Golic's out here just high-fiving people in the crowd. But,
you know, I get more people going, Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Oh, he's got a question for you.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that for 1 year. I beat the crap out of my body from high school and college and Little League and pros. And 1 year on Saved by the Bell, the college year. And everybody's like, what's Tiffany like?
I'm not going to lie. I have...
Go ahead and ask it.
Growing up, I wanted to personally thank you for entertaining me every morning while I waited for the bus. I watched Saved by the Bell every single day.
Yeah. Yes. It came out as that look was very loaded.
It was on TV. Maybe that made it worse.
I actually almost killed her one scene. We were shooting this one episode where I actually rescued a mouse that the lab was testing on. Okay. And I said, this is stupid. He's a cute little mouse. So I stole him and I was hiding him. And then I came back and I was in the middle room between the guys and the girls. I was in a common room and I said, the mouse is gone. And Screech was looking around for it. And then we heard from the other room, we heard the girl scream. And we go, his name was Little Exy. And so I ran, and they said, just hit the door as hard as you can. So I hit it, and it ripped off the hinges, and the door flew right at Tiffany, who was laying on her bed. And if she hadn't jumped to the side onto the floor, she probably would have.
Every 90s kid who is so happy you didn't kill Tiffany Thiessen.
So for the scene, they decided, okay, we're going to put hinges on the bottom. So when I hit it, just went bump. Boy, awesome. That looks realistic.
Do you stay in contact with any of those guys, or have you talked, or is it bit, basically the show is done, is over?
Every 20 years or so. I don't.
Yeah.
I really haven't. I used to see Screech once in a while. I'd go to his, I went to his comedy store, whatever he was, you know, does those comedy club things. Yes. And they're just so raunchy.
Yes. Yeah. He got into some weird things.
Yes. He did get into some weird stuff. even my wife was like, she goes, I feel like his mother. He's just, I'm embarrassed that he's saying these words. But so, you know, Mark Paul was once in a while. Mario Lopez loved. He was he wrestled in high school and lived stuff. So he was a really good guy. And the other two girls, who cares? Tiffany was there.
that's awesome. I've been wanting to ask you this question since 2006. So I'm happy I got to sit down with you here.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let's all take a minute to wish happy birthday to the United States of America. And there's no better way to celebrate America's birthday than with the best meats available for your backyard cookouts this 4th of July season. Right now, you can save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. So break out the grills and get ready for the 4th of July celebrations with Omaha Steaks. Get the burgers, the chicken, the jumbo franks, the brats. Of course, get the steaks. Those things are incredible. They've got appetizers, meatballs, wings. They've got desserts. They've even got wine. They've got everything you guys need to celebrate America's birthday with your friends and your family. Go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out, and you'll get an extra $30 off your order. So set off the fireworks in everybody's mouth with Omaha Steaks this 4th of July. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs. Get 50% off site-wide during the 4th of July sale, and make sure you guys punch in that promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out to get an extra $30 off your order. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll just talk Browns real quick. Are you excited for the season?
Yes.
What do you think the team's going to be like? Are you happy with the Stefanski, Andrew Berry extensions?
I'll tell you at the end of the season.
Okay. We fair. Can take that.
You know, there've been so many changes, so many things going around. I mean, first off, I was really, really ticked off about the whole Flacco thing.
Okay.
Just from a loyalty standpoint, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy came in and just took us to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that they wanted a certain type of offense, so they started bringing in Jameis Winston mm-hmm. and I just guys that would work. So now they have they have the guys they want at quarterback, running back. I don't know. Yep. You know, mm-hmm. I saw Kareem a few weeks ago, and I said, "Any idea?" He goes, "Not yet." Mm-hmm. And he's out, and so the defense looks pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, they got some DTs up front, some big guys that should be able to hold the middle, which, and the, one of the things that, that they really have to do, though, that, and I hate to sound like I'm preaching, but they've got to learn to tackle.
You know,
when I was taught, and you, the first guy hits the ball carrier, the second guy can come in and take a swat at the ball.
Yeah.
And if you watch games now, all these guys are swatting at the ball.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're going to hit the ball, trying to knock it loose, and they haven't even wrapped the guy up yet. And they end up running another 15 yards.
Yep.
And I just was like, you know, my dad taught me, you know, you wrap your arms and you grab cloth, you grab belt, you grab fat, you grab skin. It doesn't matter. Grab anything and just pull it.
Yep.
Pull it down. So,
yeah, no, that makes total sense because you're right. They are, you see them going and trying to strip that ball immediately without even trying to wrap.
It's not even just them. I mean, it's a lot of the teams do that. I think it's just the kids wanting to make the big play.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanting to make the big play and all that. So, but I kind of like it. I kind of like the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't seen them work. We are practicing the other day, but they were just throwing the ball around, nothing. I can't wait to see him in the preseason, although preseason kind of sucks. I hated preseason, man.
I think everybody does.
Well, they shouldn't. What do they got? The collective bargaining agreement says they're only allowed to have eight practices, part of a double session in full contact.
Yeah.
And we were like, we were double session, full contact for 5 weeks.
Yeah. For months.
It was incredible. Every once in a while, you know, we'd lose like three or four guys to heat stroke. Then they'd say, oh, we're going to take the afternoon off. Then they'd come back and go, you know what? No, we're just going to move it to a night practice.
You know, let me ask you real quick, though, I feel like there's been more injuries in recent years, and you know, and a lot of these like lower body soft tissue issue kind of injuries. And do you think it stems from the lack of okay, because you're not there's no contact extensively during the summer.
There's two things. One, but when game four of the preseason, they pull the starters out and put everybody else in. I always talk to coaches and they'd let me go at least a half. Because I don't want to go into the regular season rusty.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cold and off the cuff like that. So they put me in it, and it felt good to be hit. And I think that being hit, I mean, it's not something you'd normally do, but you get used to it after a while. I think the more they do it, the more they would feel like, hey, we're getting ready. But the other side of that too goes like this. There is I think there's a psychological standpoint to this too. I think that if you're not used to hitting and being hit all the time, then then maybe you're not used to as much pain.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling them wusses or anything. I'm just saying these guys are their idea of when to come out is probably different than ours.
For sure.
You know, we would tear a muscle in our calf muscle. I broke my forearm in '86 against the Steelers, and I played a quarter before that, and then the bone popped through the skin, and
then that was it. Then.
So, but I wanted to play. I didn't want to give somebody else my position. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that they're weak for doing this. I just think their perception of the hitting and the pain and everything is different than we, because we just, like you said, 5 weeks, just all every single day. When my son was playing at Solon High School, I was showing him how to hit the tackling dummy. And I hit it one time, and I rolled off onto the grass. And I thought I had died. I hadn't hit the ground in probably like 20 years. and I'm going, oh, that's like a learned response or something. Because yeah. I hit, there was no smooth come up, and you know, it was just bad. I said, eh, that was a good one, Gage. Let's call it a day.
Let's watch you do it the rest of the day.
Awesome. Well, hey, we don't want to take up your whole night. We want you to be able to go enjoy the party with everybody.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No.
You can take my spot on the show. Oh,
yeah. And here we are.
But we appreciate you sitting down with us, and it was great to meet
Huge
you.
Huge honor.
And thank you so much for being here with us.
I appreciate it.
And congratulations on
absolutely.
Induction.
Thank you. Yep. It was very cool. I'm still talking about them possibly doing a Hall of the Pretty Good.
Yeah. I thought that was a good idea.
We'll come set up a podcast.
We'll do the first year.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because you know the one thing about sometimes my callers go, you should be in a Hall of Fame. I said, no. I don't have stats. I'm a nose tackle. I said, maybe college football, but then I said I don't deserve it. So, but. As the years go by, I start seeing the guys that are getting put in, and I'm thinking, man, I kicked his ass. Why is he in the Hall of Fame? Yeah,
that's fair.
I still don't think I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, if
that guy's in there.
Let's do deductive reasoning. If I kick his ass and I shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, where should he be?
That's a good point.
At the Hall of Average.
Hall of
Slightly
Average.
Farther up the Hall of Highway a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Pleasure, guys.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.